This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1410. Vocabulary is half the battle for connection in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today we answer a listener question from Mandy. She wants to know, what does it mean when we say we are half-minded to do something? Find out today and get other terms that use the word half in English. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you? Well, wait, before we get started, wait, I don't know if you were just about to say it, but I'm going to say it. Today is a very special day. Guys, today is Lindsay's birthday. Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Michelle. I might be having a panic attack right about now because it is my 39th. So that means that I'm 1 year away from 40. Oh my God, crazy, right? I think I definitely will have 40 is the new 30 for sure. But luckily right now I'm on vacation. We're recording this in advance, guys. Mm-hmm. But right now we should be on vacation in the Pacific Northwest, you know, awesome. In the beautiful part of the country, looking at national parks, Crater Lake, North Cascades National Park, some beautiful parts of our country. I just love road tripping.
Yeah. You know what? I love that you love road tripping. And it makes me want to road trip, but I've never really like done like a real road trip, like how you do these intense ones, but I would like to.
Oh, you've got to do it, Michelle. Something about that feel of the wind in your hair and you're just, I don't know, you're just really in the moment. Something about this, what you see on the road just puts you in the moment. It's just so good for you. I don't know. Yeah. I think you'd love it if you tried it. Yeah.
I definitely will one day. I would love to. Cool. So that's awesome. Well, I hope you're having fun. It's funny talking to you in the future.
And, I know, it's
This is Michelle from the past, actually the present. Oh my gosh, so confusing. Anyway, let's get into what we're going to talk about today, because we have an awesome question from a listener about a unique word. So we're going to get into that. This is from Mandy, so we'll read that in a second. But before we do that, what do we want to tell our listeners, Lindsay?
Yeah, I just want to remind you guys, if you listen in the iOS app, then you have a chance to get real-time transcripts and to save a vocabulary power list of the words that you want to remember. So make sure that you are over there listening inside the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and sign up for the premium subscription to do that, guys. Go on over there.
Perfect.
All right. Excellent. So this is cool because this question came in through a review. Someone left a review for us, right? Mandy did?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And she asked a really good question. Lindsay, would you read the question for us?
All right, here we go. So, dear Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica, great to know you through All Ears English. I think my English skills, especially the listening, has improved a lot since I subscribed to All Ears English 6 months ago. I have a question for you. What does it mean when you say that you are half-minded to do something? I was reading a novel the other day, and there's a line I just can't understand. The author writes blank and he is half-minded to throw it away. It's an exciting chapter because the hero is followed by a spy and I'm anxious to figure out whether he threw the coral away or not. I searched an online dictionary and it seems that half-minded basically means a status of undecided or undetermined mind. Hope you can discuss this relating to a topic in your podcast. Thank you, Mandy. Wow.
Good question.
That is a great question. Thank you so much, Mandy, for asking it. So yeah, we're going to get into this today. Half-minded. Lindsay, do you use this word?
I don't, to be honest. And when we first talked about it, I was like, what does that mean?
I know. Well, that's why I had to look it up in the dictionary. I don't even think I ever hear that word. Like, I didn't even know it was a word. Does that sound bad?
Yeah, no, is it, no.
Even English teachers, guys, get a little, don't know everything.
I do wonder if this is more of a British English. When you looked it up, did it say anything like that, that it's kind of more British English?
I don't recall. Maybe okay. I'd have to look it up. But I will say, so Merriam-Webster Dictionary said half-minded is being of an undecided or partial intent, desire, or will.
Yeah. So it sounds like Mandy kind of knew, like, basically, I mean, this is our advice to you guys when it comes. It's so cool that Mandy is reading, right? She's picking this up through reading an exciting novel, and she's really wanting to know what actually happened. But this is the way to do it. You know, pick these words up through speaking or reading real content and then try to infer the meaning from the context. It sounds like she already did that.
Well, that's one of the things that I love sometimes, you know, when our listeners write in questions that they say, oh, this means like I saw or I heard this example. I think it means this. And I love that because it shows that our listeners are like so far ahead, right? They are able to infer what something means. And usually they're right.
Yeah, so, that is so smart. So smart. Because you can usually figure it out from the context.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're not right, that's fine too, right? I mean, I think it's better to try than to not.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, in terms of our use of this word, I would say for myself, I really don't. I know I've heard it, but it's not really part of my repertoire.
Yeah. So, I mean, I suppose I might use it like this. I think I want to go on that trip, but I'm only half-minded about it right now. Like if I said that to you, would you be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you're only half-minded?
I kind of would just because I don't use it. But I guess I don't even know
if that's how I would use it. Well, but
I think I could infer because you said, I think I want to go on that trip. Right. That's a key word right there. The context. That's huge. Yeah.
Right. That's a good point, Lindsay, because you could guess from the context. So that's like what our listener did. I hear this infrequently, if ever. I didn't even see many examples of it online. So I might say something like on the fence. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think maybe Jessica did an Instagram video about on the fence. Head to our Instagram. But today we're going to take this in a different direction. And we are going to talk about idioms, expressions with the word half. So that's where we're going with this today.
I like it. Yeah, because there are a few other expressions where it could get a little confusing. Right, the differences between them.
Right.
So what's the first one we want to teach our listeners, Michelle?
Half a mind. I hear that more than like half-minded. So when you say you have half a mind to do something, it's like usually like an empty threat, which is actually a good bonus word for today, Lindsay. What do you think of when you think empty threat?
Empty threat. So I would say that means that you're not actually going to do the thing that you say you're going to do, but you're threatening someone. It's like something you say you're going to do that's bad or hurtful, maybe.
Right.
But it's empty. Like it's got no energy behind it, no action behind it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. So yeah, I would say when you say half a mind, I mean, I'm not saying always, but when I think of half a mind, I think of an empty threat. Like it's like saying you want to do something, but you know you probably won't, or you're just still thinking about it. So for example, I have half a mind to fail her if she misses another class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have half a mind to complain to the head chef because this food is disgusting. Yeah, I mean, that's one situation. Do you ever complain in restaurants if there's something wrong with your food? Like, have you ever done that before? We may have talked about this on the show.
I'm sure that we have. And I think I confess there is one. It's my husband's fault because I don't really complain unless things are like the service is really bad. I probably would say something, but oh my gosh, I don't want to confess this, but if the food is cold, we'll ask if they can heat it up. Would you do that?
No, for sure. I think I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
If it's cold and it's meant to be hot, it's not enjoyable. I mean, I think that's okay. I think I've never complained really that it's not good.
No,
like
me either.
But what I've done when they come to this, is everything okay? You may just kind of like not make eye contact, be like, oh, yeah, no.
Like, don't ask me.
But if it's cold, I feel like it's totally legit to just say, could you please warm this up? Maybe it was just sitting out a little bit. No problem, I think.
Right, right. I don't think it's a problem either, but I do have some friends that like when we've done that, they're like, really? Like, and but you are like paying for the mm-hmm. meal, right? And you do like eating out is like a, it's like a, it's a special thing. I mean, even
yeah.
So you don't want to just be like about the food, and especially if you know that it would be really good, but there's just that one thing in the way. You know what I mean? Oh, and you're like, I would enjoy this so much if it were just hot.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and some things, I guess, could be unsafe, especially if they're supposed to be cold and they're warm, right? Like sushi or something. So that becomes a safety issue.
Yeah.
So, okay. So,
oh boy, we got on a whole thing about that, didn't we?
We did.
All right. So that's half of mine. So I think you generally use that with empty threats, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
The best way to make sure you don't forget a single vocab word that you learn on this show is to get the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and download it. You can create your personal power list of vocab words that you want to remember, plus see real-time transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
What's another one, Lindsay?
Okay, so my better half. This one's definitely common. A lot of people say this. I kind of feel like it's something for an older generation that they may have said more.
Yeah, yeah.
So this person is your partner that you would refer to as your better half. It's interesting. I always kind of wondered why people said that.
Because, I know.
Right? Yeah.
Just like trying to like be cheesy and really flatter the... You know, your partner. Yeah.
It's kind of cute. It's definitely something that older people would say. So, for example, this is Ron. He's my better half.
Right.
It's a little cheesy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely kind of cheesy. Or like if like, let's say like you are out and your partner wasn't there, I might say, hey, Lindsay, where's your better half? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I love that. What else, Michelle?
Right. So half the battle.
Okay, this is also really common for me. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, what is this?
So something is completed, but not the whole thing. But what you're trying to say is that the hardest part is completed, mm-hmm. right? So, or you could emphasize it that you've only completed half of it. For me, mm-hmm. I use this more in the positive way. Like I would like, okay, we have this project, but I've done the hard part, which is setting up the technology, and that's half the battle. But your example here, Michelle, is more on the negative side, right? So what's your example?
Well, you could say, I'm glad you finished that task, but that's only half the battle. We can, when can we work on the rest?
Yeah. So guys, you could see there's 2 ways you could look at this phrase.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or another way you could say, getting her in the bath is half the battle. The whole bedtime routine is so tough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you can use this in different ways to say either you are just partway through or you're already over kind of the mental hurdle of the hard part. Okay.
Right.
I tend to use it that way. Yeah. Interesting.
Right. Definitely. And guys, I'm sure you've heard this next one before. So saying the glass is half full or half empty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. What about you? What kind of person are you? The typical question, of course.
I think I'm a glass half empty kind of person. It's terrible. I'm sorry to say. Are you? What are you?
I've always thought of myself as a glass half full person, for sure. But the last few years have challenged me around like politics and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
my worldview. But I try to stay positive. I mean, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what about the next one? Half a second, half a minute. What does that mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically an exaggeration of saying something will be done very quickly. So I might say, sorry, I'll be there in half a second.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. In half a minute, instead of saying I'll be there in a second, right?
Right. Okay. It's a kind of an even saying even faster.
Yes, I love it. All right. So we have a role play for our listeners here. All right.
All right. Here we go. Right. So we are talking about our days.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Just having a little glass of wine or a coffee at the end of the day, relaxing. So then, okay, I'll start off. So then I told the waiter, I have half a mind to walk out of here because of the terrible service.
Oh no. Sorry. Give me half a sec. My better half is texting me. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, that's so good you finished that assignment.
Yeah, but that's only half the battle. I have so much more to do.
Well, I'm just trying to see the glasses half full.
Okay.
So I like this role play, guys, because what we're doing here is we're bringing in like two or three different topics. And that's very typical for native speakers to kind of overlap topics, change topics so quickly. So you guys need to be ready for that, right?
For sure. For sure. Definitely. I can see that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about what we said here, Michelle. Half a mind, again, what does that mean? One more time for our listeners.
It's basically like an empty threat. Like you want to do something, but you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. And then you said, oh no, sorry, give me half a sec. I probably would tend to say, just give me a sec, like give me a second. But we're teaching this half today, guys. And then you said, my better half is texting me, meaning your husband, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And like I did, you're right. I did feel kind of funny saying it, but I might like say it in kind of a joking way, like, oh, my better half is texting me. Or I might say like, oh, my better half. Yeah, I don't know. Just like, I don't know that I would say it in just like a serious, like my better half is texting me. Like I wouldn't say it like that. Yeah. There would have to be some sort of like joking or like gushing or something.
It's not very serious, no. Right? It's yeah, for sure. And maybe just like around close friends or something. That makes sense. Yeah. Right, what about this? What after that did you say?
So I said, yeah, you said, it's so good you finished your assignment. I said, that's only half the battle. They have so much more. So I'm using it in more of that negative way. So Lindsay, I guess this shows you thought of it as a positive way.
I mean, that's how I use it usually, but it's interesting that we could use the same phrase in that negative way to show that you're not there yet or to show that you've made the important progress. Like the hard, like when I attack a task, I like to get the hard things done in the beginning. Like now, you know, we're setting up our business English course, right?
That's right.
And the hard thing for me is the software, the, you know, the website, the membership plugin, all the technical things that require me reaching out to our team. So I feel like I've already conquered half the battle. Like that's half the battle for me, for my work.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the content is kind of the thing that we can always get done, but the software is half the battle. So yeah. That's just an example, guys. And by the way, yeah, that business English course at this point should be live. So check it out. Go and see. And just maybe you could also get in. We're going to do some webinars in September. It's going to be awesome. So excited.
Very exciting. All right. Okay. And then finally, you said, well, I'm just trying to see the glasses half full. So you're trying to be optimistic.
All right. Very cool. So, Michelle, this has been a good one. Good question from Mandy. What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Okay, guys. Well, half is used frequently in idioms. We don't often hear half-minded, but we give you some other examples. And, you know, these are really great because you want to feel natural. You want to fully express yourself. And these are phrases that are going to help you do that. So, go out and use them today.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Check it out. And again, these are words that you may want to save to your power list inside the iOS app. So to be able to do that, you want to go over, listen there, and subscribe. AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device. Okay? Very cool.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been fun, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.